Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Switch a little bit to marketing, because I know that you have obviously had a lot of challenges in this space. You know, it's typically one of those categories that falls under the umbrella of taboo, which, you know, is wild. But I feel like you've probably got some real gems in how you got the word out in the beginning, how you were spreading the message. Obviously, you had the Kickstarter campaign, but following that, those next few years. And I want to talk about it because I read an article you were saying somewhere online that you were accustomed to coming up with creative solutions when capital wasn't readily available to you. And I want to understand, what are some of those creative solutions you were doing over the years?
Dad, I said it that well. I feel like that was a quote where I'm like, nah, I probably said it less eloquently. But I think just like if you make great product, like that's really important. Say something powerful. Say something like, if in your marketing, you can really have a conversation that prickles people's ears, that gets people interested in wanting to have a conversation back with you. I think that's really important. I think it's important in the same vein there, things that are going to get press's attention, which is kind of, that's twofold. But if you can get press attention, you don't need to, that's earned media. Earned media is so powerful. There's free ways of getting people to talk about your brand by, you know, like for us, like our challenges, we just try to turn that into our opportunities again. So as much as we could.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, like the MTA campaign or when Facebook shut down our ads, we try and get journalists to talk about our initiatives there and the challenges we're having, because then we're getting the advertising. And I think in both of those instances, they really spark a fascinating conversation around why is this a taboo? Like how the taboo gets created in the first place. I think it took me a second. I don't love complaining. And sometimes those things felt like I was complaining, but they are my real experiences with platforms preventing me from growing my business. And they also are preventing my business from realizing its mission of honoring sexual pleasure and helping consumers and people honor their sexual pleasure as a key part of their well-being. But if we're not allowed to hold space for those conversations, then like what we're implicitly telling people is that their sexual pleasure isn't important. And that all these other things are, like, you know, for example, in the MTA, like where we couldn't run ads, like, you know, there were ads for breast augmentation. That's apparently important. There's ads for erectile dysfunction medication, which is, they're both important. Everything is important and valid. And those are, it's a real need that consumers have, but so are sex toys. And we should be allowed to advertise as long as we're not making people feel aroused on the subway. I see no reason why we can't advertise. In fact, I think my whole mission at Dame is also to help people understand the importance of having public conversations around sex. So this way we can have clearer boundaries around what is okay and what is not okay. Like, I think that what we're doing is helping stop people masturbating on the subway, not encouraging it. You know, I've experienced that here in New York, and it's awful. It's an awful experience.
You've just announced this crazy news, crazy win for you guys. But basically, to backtrack for anyone who is listening in and doesn't know what the MTA is, which was me before, you know, I looked it up. MTA is the New York Metropolitan Transport Authority, I think it stands for. And basically, it's the subway. And you as a company sued them some year. You sued them at some point. And can you explain like the context of that process? Like, how much does it cost to sue the MTA, by the way? Are you allowed to talk about how much the legal fees for this were?
I think I am. I'm never like, there's definitely things I'm not supposed to talk about, but like, I'm really bad at not talking about things. I really feel like just like in sex, like honest, open conversations about money are so important. So yeah, we went to go run ads. They said we could run ads, and they decided that we couldn't, say that no sexually oriented business could run ads. But clearly there were lots of other sexually oriented businesses that were running ads. So getting clearer on what that meant, it really impacted the business. Like, we had planned for it, and I tried to get some press around it. We got some press, but ultimately I decided like a lawsuit would be in our best interest, in that it would hopefully make real change. It would hopefully allow us to advertise, and that it would help push forward an important conversation that would hopefully get us earned media. So like, it seems in alignment. I found a lawyer, and I think the whole lawsuit, I want to say, cost like $300,000, which is a lot of money. I can't tell you about the settlement, but I can tell you that, like, for me, the experience was worth it in, like, brand equity. You know, I think it was one of the most powerful marketing campaigns. It's a really sticky story. And it's weird because, like, very few people start a company to sue people, right? Like, does that feel like it's going to push us forward in the direction of whatever we're trying to grow at Dame? It really took me a while to, like, sit with that thought before I was like, no, I'm going to spend money, some of which are like investors' dollars. And investors were kind of like, you're going to do what? You want to get into a lawsuit? That sounds like a distraction. That sounds like going to be a big money suck. But it, I think, like, acknowledging the ways that it could impact us negatively helped us just plan for that. I just made sure that I wasn't giving a lot of time to the lawsuit. Only was involved in things that were really important. I tried to, you know, bring it into the narrative of what we do at Dame often. And yeah, I think it was a solid decision.
That's just so wild and so amazing. Obviously, congratulations. Go you. What a triumph in the business, but also in the landscape, because of course this, you know, opens the way for so much to come.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.